Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN Radio on VFN TV. I am Greg Lancaster, your host. Joining me today is Pat Hamilton.
Hello, hello.
I'm like, so,
Are we here?
He looks, he's like, hey. And Steve.
Hello, hello.
So glad to have you here today. John's a little under the weather today. You want to keep him in your prayers out there. But we're excited about all of the miracles. Every day we're reminded that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is a network that God is building. Are we convinced?
Totally convinced.
Amen. Completely.
And he's building it through your love gifts, through your prayers, through your faithfulness, through our sponsors and our partners. And as we lay that down and say, here we are, we'll stand up for God and country in that order, and for Israel, God just says, okay, I'll take your gifts and I'll begin to do something that you thought you could never do.
Mm-hmm.
And we're seeing it take place. And that's real difficult with today's generation. We're going to be talking about today, of course, it's Veterans Day.
Yes, it is.
And we want to be able to really celebrate our veterans. And we're so excited about having Steve with us, who is a veteran from Iraq. He did two tours of duty in Iraq. And we're going to be hearing from Steve in just a little bit about that as well. I don't know if we're going to get a chance to get to this or not, but it's beginning to come to fruition. If you listen to, if you've been listening to VFN Radio and VFN TV over the years, you would hear already, you already know this already. It's like the world is catching up. But right now they're filing against our president in Egypt, saying that he has been accused of crimes against humanity, and because of empowering the Muslim Brotherhood. And I talked about that already, because once you put the Muslim Brotherhood, who is illegal, into power, and the reason why they were illegal to function inside of Egypt, because all the horrific past of the Muslim Brotherhood. And we have so much to be able to inform you. We even have Muslim Brotherhood 101.
Yeah.
I mean, all kinds of things available. Maybe even you'll see it in today, some related articles and posts that we have available for you, and videos, so you can get educated. I'm excited too about CBN Christian Broadcast Network. It's coming out with a booklet really soon with their intellectual crew that's going to do a great comparison about what is Islam, and what does that have to do? Why would that be contrary to the American values and the U.S. Constitution and Christianity?
Mm-hmm.
And that's very important, because the Marines' first name, one of the names for the Marines, is called Leatherneck. They call them Leathernecks. Mm-hmm. And one of our first battles was fought by our Marines that went out, and they had a fight. And the president didn't want to get into, one of our founding fathers, president, didn't want to get into war, but eventually he's like, radical Islam is just taking over our ships, and they're doing these different things. We're going to have to get involved in this.
Mm-hmm.
And so they put leather straps around the necks of the Marines, so that when a sword, which has been around for quite some time, which is an Islamic intimate term in the Quran,
right,
God is as close as the sword is to your throat,
right,
your neck, is to prevent their necks from being cut off. It wasn't because they've been out in the sun a lot, but it was because, and think about it, and so one of our original wars was fought against radical Islam. But it's been around, you know, for a couple of years, and It is the anti-Jesus Christ, is a anti-Jesus Christ religion.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. They say he's a prophet, but he can only be used until after he comes back and apologizes for calling himself the Son of God.
Right.
Which is a clue for anybody, at least the 3% that are reading the Word of God, and for the 81% that's not picking up your Bible, according to George Barna, that means spirit of Antichrist. And so it's not the same God. It's not the same thing. And just go up to somebody who's loyal to Muhammad and tell them, you know, you need to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, like Pastor Assad did.
Yeah.
And they'll explain to you the contrast, that is an anti-Jesus Christ. And if you take the Jesus out of that statement, that would be Antichrist, right?
Yeah.
Antichrist religion.
Mm-hmm.
So if I just throw Jesus in the middle of there, it makes it more palatable for the religious folks today. Like, they are kind of anti-Jesus, aren't they? That's Antichrist.
Yeah. Something.
It's Lucifer's crew. It's Children of the Dark, Children of the Night. And now they're actually talking about it, and they list it out. So hopefully we get a chance to be able to hear that today about what they're doing. And they're just saying, listen, you've hurt us. You're trying to hurt us. And why you keep trying to empower, and they're still trying to empower the narrative of the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt. And they're trying to figure out, what are you doing? And so they're reportedly, according to CBN News, is that they're have an exclusive now that they're beginning to accuse our president, which is America, really.
Yeah.
Even though they do decipher the two, but we know that God sees us as a nation.
That's
we're
right.
One people. Mm-hmm. We're one people. We're not a political party. We're one. We're America. We're citizens of the United States of America. And so even though you may divide yourself in your head for some strange reason, you're an American.
That's right.
So ever how goes this nation, you know, so goes you. And God's people have a big thing to say about that, because he says, if my people who are called by my name will get right with me, then I'll heal America. I'll heal their nation. So we'll be talking about that as well, of course, with this tragic typhoon, which we would call a hurricane in America, but a tragic typhoon that over 10,000 reportedly has been killed by the largest storm in the history, they say, of the world, that, and now all the, I mean, we know what it was like to lose your homes and all the different things, and it's like, but when your homes are fragile and there's no building code and there's not a solid form of government and more of a socialistic type thing going on, and you, some of the people were picking their houses up and moving them before the storm. They picked their houses up carried their houses. So you know a house that fragile can be blown away in the surge, and it's just tragic. And so we want to be able to continue to focus our attention. You should be able to go to the front of VFNTV.com, and you see the Samaritan Purse. Click on that banner, Samaritan Purse. It'll take you right to where you can put your money right into the hands of Franklin Graham's ministry. There, I don't think there's anybody I've seen on the face of this earth right now that has such a compassion and God gave him this ministry some time back. Don't have time to talk about the story behind it. And he is hands, feet on the ground, hands on the ground, but not just for a momentary, I'm going to swing out there during my vacation time and come back and feel like I've done something, blow in, blow, blow out. But he will actually sustain help there. And so make your dollars work. These NGOs, these non-government organizations that are funded by government, they're good. Anything that can be done. But as a Christian, how much more in the name of Jesus Christ are you going to put put the funds in the hands of believers who are there to minister in the name of Christ, meet those needs? And let's do this thing. Go to VFNTV.com and click on Samaritan's Purse. You'll see it right there, and it says, you know, help the victims of this tragic tsunami. Over 10,000. And we're saying, by the way, if you go back and listen prophetically, you see how quickly, like one day there wasn't 10,000 folks reportedly dead. Mm-hmm. And next day there was. And we're getting so bombarded. Our senses are so bombarded that sometimes you can just move on. And you're thinking about a cappuccino or something today.
Right.
Instead of saying, dear God, 10,000 plus human beings on the face of the earth had just died today, and they're at the throne room, your throne room, facing the judgment seat. And did I even think about them? Did I even preach the gospel? Did I say I didn't want to go and leave my job? Did I become a sponsor? Did I become a partner with VFN Radio, which is broadcasting around the world, or broadcasting on Christian Television Network? What did I do? Did I do something? And if you didn't, don't just feel all condemned about it. Just get involved now. Go to VFNTV.com and partner with Samaritan's Purse. Samaritan Purse is not looking for a photo op. They will be there through the long haul. Through the long haul. And there's other ways you can help with other catastrophes taking place. And there's going to be quite a few. And understand this, the best safety plan for your future, the best preparation for your future, is helping those who are going through tragedy today. Helping the weak today. If you want to make sure your future is taken care of, take care of people in need today. Spend your time, your resources, your prayer, everything on making sure that your fellow citizen of the earth, men and women who are going through crisis, that you're there for them. And you can do that by going to VFNTV.com and click on the banner, Samaritan Purse, on the front page right there. And it'll take you right to where, at the very bottom of that, when you read about what's taking place there in the Philippines, you can enter in your dollar amount and just push, boom, push a button, and it's in their hands going to work. Well, of course, paying attention to details. We're hoping today, this is in the next the program that we're going to have. It goes for 2 hours live today. We're going to be Christian Television Network for a period of that. But remember, those that are on Christian Television Network, you can join us for the entire conversation by going to VFNTV.com, go to your app store, download our app, go to so many different ways to hear us. There's just so many different ways. And through highlights as well. Also signing up for the Torch newsletter will come to you in your email. And we have a free gift waiting for you to say thank you for signing up for the Torch today. You go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and sign up for the Torch today. And we want to keep the light burning in your life. You think about it. When Israel was going through a time they're about to go into bondage, they're about to go into captivity, that the issue was there was no oil in the lamp.
Mm-hmm.
There was no oil in the lamp.
Right.
The light was about to go out. And Jesus commanded us to be the light of the world. He's commanded us to be the light of the world. And so what we're doing is when we say we're keeping the conversation light, we're like putting fire on your torch, mm-hmm. putting fire in your heart. We're putting light over your situation. It's not enough to know the news. You need to know what to do with the news you know. And so this is a symbiotic relationship here. And we're being mutually encouraged. You got to have a light perspective, not L-I-T-E, but a biblical perspective of what's going on. And I'm hoping we're going to get to a biblical worldview. Horizontal viewpoint versus a vertical viewpoint of what's taking place. And what we have today, according to reports, that very few people actually have a biblical worldview of what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're looking at things vertically. I mean, they're looking at things horizontally. Everything's, you know, through men's reasonings and just whatever they can observe, never taking into consideration the vertical viewpoint that God has created everything and holding everything together.
Right.
And by the way, and the horizontal viewpoint is the one that's in darkness that ends up not well.
Yep.
And so you want to pay attention today and join us in that particular segment. We get a chance to talk about that today. And the Affordable Care Act. There's a lot of Q&A going on, questions and answers going on. But I thought NPR did a real good session on asking questions because a lot of people are asking questions. I mean, you watch C-SPAN and you notice that our leaders don't even know what it is. If you've been watching long enough, you have our leaders going, well, we don't even know what's in it, but we're going to vote for it before we actually read it. And now we're finding out they still either haven't read it or they read it and they're denying what they read. Right. I just don't know what it is. Mm-hmm. And so people are asking questions like, what does this mean? And so we have a few moments interview with NPR to be able to hear a Q&A coming because people that are self-employed are asking questions. Mm-hmm. What does this mean to me? And people that are employed, what does this mean to me? Because it says this, according to reports are, that if you don't line up with this new taxation that they're calling healthcare, that you're going to face financial and criminal consequences possibly, but definitely fines and all those things going on. But you cannot pay a lot of things. But if you don't pay your taxes, you're going to find out how free you're not in the context
exactly right.
of what's going on. We'll be talking about all this and more when we come back from this break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Law, liberty, justice. This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
I have a rental unit above our garage, and we would like to qualify as much as possible the person that we have living so close to us in that unit. And I'd like to be able to know, can I ask if they are a Christian? Can I incorporate the Ten Commandments into the rental agreement? What can I do in that regard?
The Supreme Court of the various states have said, "Is look, under your sincerely held religious beliefs, you cannot be compelled to rent your property to someone who's living in an arrangement that you find morally offensive." And there's been good support there. Now, when it comes to denying someone the ability to rent commercial real estate based on their religion, the courts have gone pretty much the other way. And once you've entered commercial enterprises, the laws against discrimination apply, and they should.
Visit us at ACLJ.com. That's ACLJ.org.
There's nothing like wisdom from those who have gone before us. I mean, think about it. Reverend Billy Graham that's reached the world. He's being interviewed by Greta Van Susteren here on Fox News, and she's asking him a very important question. It's something that we talk about all the time about an abiding relationship with Jesus Christ. But listen to the wisdom of Reverend Billy Graham as she asks him a very important question. We'll be right back.
If you were to do things over again, would you do it differently?
Yes. I would study more. I would pray more. Travel less. Take less speaking engagements. I took too many of them in too many places around the world. If I had to do over again, I'd spend more time in meditation and prayer and just telling the Lord how much I love Him and adore Him. And I'm looking forward to the time we're going to spend together for eternity.
Why would you speak less when you had such an enormous audience and people listening? Why would you want to speak less?
I didn't mean that I would speak less in these great stadiums. I meant that I would speak less at all kinds of conferences and things that I was invited to throughout the world, especially in Great Britain and the United States, because I'd get up and travel to those places, and I didn't have time to think and study and pray, and I needed time for that. And if I had to do it over again, I would try to organize it much better.
I mean, think about it. All this wisdom, and the Word of God tells us, imitate those that have gone before us. We can either start again like we have not borrowed the experience and grown from those wisdom that has gone before us, such as Reverend Billy Graham, or we could say, you know what? He's right. I'm going to apply the wisdom that he's learned in his life, and I'm going to begin to abide. In my schedule, in my time, it's going to be specifically how I love God, love others, and lead others to do the same. If you don't have a plan right now how to abide with God, this is what we talk about continually. Go to iabide.org. iabide.org and request your simple plan today that we have available for you so you can begin to walk in this wisdom today. That's iabide.org.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Greg Lancaster joining me is Pat and Steve today. I just want to say we want to remember what's taking place in the Philippines. I want you to hear first a report from CBN News talking about it's like a war zone in the Philippines, that with this typhoon, with over 10,000 reportedly people that are feared dead over there. Listen up, and we're going to talk about this.
Thanks for joining us for CBN News Today. I'm Charlene Israel.
And I'm Ephraim Graham. U.S. Marines are in the Philippines helping with aid and recovery of bodies in the wake of super typhoon Haiyan. Even 3 days after the massive storm struck, the devastation is still incomprehensible. At least 2 million people are desperate for help, and thousands of people are feared dead. It's being called one of the most powerful storms ever recorded. Typhoon Haiyan ravaged the Philippines, destroying entire cities, towns, and villages, crippling roads, and destroying tens of thousands of homes.
We don't have everything. We don't have houses.
As many as 10,000 people are feared dead. Survivors say some areas look like war zones, with corpses in trees and along sidewalks. CBN disaster relief teams are on the ground in some of the hardest hit areas, distributing relief goods to victims.
We have lots of water, which is really badly needed in those areas. We have canned goods, sardines, we have rice, we have tents and also mats and blankets. We also have stuffed toys, because hundreds of thousands of children were traumatized during the typhoon.
A team of 90 U.S. Marines are helping in the search and rescue efforts. CBN also coordinated with the military, giving them relief goods for areas that have been cut off from the rest of the country.
People have not eaten for days, so we're sending now blankets, mats, medicines, food, rice, all the essential things that they need to survive. And we are assembling a group of doctors here and also in Cebu to join our team in the disaster areas.
Haiyan affected millions of people when it barreled through the central Philippines Friday. Winds of up to 170 miles per hour destroyed much of the infrastructure and communication lines, making the relief effort that much harder for this island nation.
It's important to remember tangibly by going to Operation Blessing and sowing financially, and your prayers go to VFNTV.com and give financially to Samaritan's Purse. You can see it right on the front. We need to be there and stand over 10,000. And understand this, your best protection plan for the future for you is to take care of them today. And that's how God wants to see it. There's compassion in our heart. Do we care about those who are suffering? Mm-hmm. And this is huge suffering. This is something that we can really relate to, and our hearts go out. And there's teams on the ground right now helping them begin to rebuild their lives. Understand if one family member has lost their life in the storm, you have a ripple effect that whole family is just not only lost their things and their stuff and all this, but you lost your loved one. And you're just looking at hearts just shattered and broken, and just begin to pray for these folks. Mm-hmm. You can do something. You can go to VFNTV.com, and you'll see Samaritan's Purse on the front page of VFNTV.com. You can click there and give immediately to those that are on the ground. You can do something, and now's the time to reach out and say, you know what, I want to be there for those that are in this major, major time of need. Well, you know, today is Veterans Day, a day that we celebrate November the 11th, right, of our veterans, those mm-hmm. that have stood for us and to fight and defend our freedom. And this one thing we're hoping to be able to talk about in these few moments we have in this first half hour of our program is freedom's not free.
Nope.
You know, and the only way you really know that if you get close to those who are paying the everyday price.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Or get close to those that have come back from paying the price and pay the price to make sure they can get health care, that they can get into the VA and get treated, that we do not forego our part of the bargain that says we will take, since you fought for our freedom, we will fight for you to have a quality of life and have an occupation and have everything that you need to have a good life, because you fought for the right for us to be able to have this freedom. Speaking of that, Steve, I want you to talk to us about, imagine, put us in a day. You did your two tours of duty in Iraq, and people can... It's a very disassociated mm-hmm. society.
Yeah,
but put us there. I mean, here you are getting up in. You know, you've been there. You're stationed there. It's just dirt and yep. sand. You know, begin to paint the atmosphere for us, for the soldiers that are standing for us right now in these areas. What is their day like?
Well, you got to take in consideration that every day is different. No day is the same, and especially when you've got like an upcoming mission and, you know, you're with your team and the officer comes in, whoever your command, and just says, hey, we're about to go out, and gives you the whole details. We're going to be out for X amount of days. Mm-hmm. And once you actually leave the base, you're leaving friendly lines. There's no moment when you're not paying attention, because at any moment, you know, you never know, because you're outside of quote unquote friendly lines. Mm-hmm. And you really got...
You don't know who your enemy is, what their plans are going.
And nope. And that's one thing that I learned my first deployment, is that the ones that are the nicest, yeah. those are the ones that are the most deadliest.
Isn't that something?
Yeah. Wow. And that was something that was very shocking to me, is that one day you're having tea, sitting on the floor talking, 48 hours later you're kicking down their door at 2 o'clock in the morning because they're a high-value target. And
right. Wouldn't high-value target means they were actually planning to do... kill our soldiers and harm right. people. Yeah.
Basically, like a VIP, a very important person.
Right.
And you didn't know this because you're gathering information, you're right. passing it back, and then they're like, you need to go back.
Right.
And on a continual day, you're wherever house that we've established, we're getting our trucks ready, if they're not already ready, re-outfitting them with food and water, making sure that our gear's up to par and clean, because it doesn't matter if you got a full stomach
yeah.
if you can't put rounds out. And
and sand is the enemy of your gun, isn't it?
Exactly. And something that I learned that we were taught very, very in the early on is that horse saddle man. And what that means is that
horse
saddle.
Like a saddle on a horse?
Yes.
Okay.
Horse saddle man.
Oh, the order of those things.
Yes.
Okay.
And what that stands for is the fact that no matter where you are, no matter what you're doing, if you're about to leave, if you're coming home, the first thing you focus on is your horse, your weapon system, your rifle.
Mm-hmm.
That's the mentality.
Wow.
Saddle meaning your truck, wherever whatever you're riding, and then man being yourself. You
right.
eat last.
Right.
And it's just like you're constantly being mindful of those around you. You're constantly being mindful of the fact that when we step off, when we're going on a right. mission, you're just aware.
We want to hear this. And I want you to stay tuned today, because we want to hear what it's like to put our shoes, have empathy mm-hmm. with the soldiers who are defending our cause right now. Join us on the other side. And I want to say a big shout out and hello. And thank you for partnering with us for Christian Television Network.
Don't forget to visit our sponsors. Go to VFNTV.com and look at our sponsors and our underwriters. We have all the information there for you. Phone numbers, web addresses, their physical address. Visit today. Listen, if you need a mobile mechanic and you're in the Gulf Coast, my goodness, AB Mobile Mechanics, they are Johnny on the spot. On-site repair, they're fair, they're friendly, and they're fast. Give them a call. Also, if you're in Mobile, check out Steve Barnhill's Peyton Body Shop. No job is too big and no job is too small. They can fix it all. They have a huge facility there. And if you need work on your vehicle, you want to contact them. They'll do it right.
And if I'm hungry in New Jersey, where would I go for some Cuban food?
Yolanda's Cocina Cubana.
Yes.
Cuban food, delicioso. VFNTV.com. Become a sponsor today. Check them out.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
You know, there's something about when you first get saved that the first thing that most people think about is like, there's nobody like me.
Oh.
And you're very thankful. You're grateful that God has forgiven you, but you're not sharing with anybody because you look at everybody else and you think, well, obviously all these folks are walking on water.
Yeah, right.
I mean, they talk about these books. They got the books memorized, you know. They got like this book of Malachi and, you know, Matthew and Jonathan, you know, whatever they are. And so, you know, they're just like, oh, my goodness. And the greatest thing that we can do for each other is to tell them our story.
That's right.
To let them know, you know, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. People get hope when they find out you needed Jesus too.
That's right.
They get hope when they find out you're a sinner too, saved by grace, that God reached down in the depths of hell and darkness and just great calamity and all your attempts to find yourself. And he introduced his Father through himself to you when you got saved.
Mm-hmm.
Sharing your story. Everybody's got a story.
That's right.
And we share a few of them. We share a few of them with you at meetmyfather.org. Well, listen, the whole purpose of Jesus' ministry was to make the Father known. That's our purpose. And our ministry is to make the Father known to you through his Son, Jesus Christ. Listen, get to know God through his awesome, awesome Son, Jesus Christ. Go to meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet my Father. Meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet him.
Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
I'm Greg Lancaster. Joining me is Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
And Steve Kalaszewski.
Hello.
Steve's John's a little under the weather today. You want to keep him in your prayers out there. We have been talking about, you know, it's Veterans Day. We want to be able to really acknowledge and to focus on our present fighters who are out there on the front lines, and that'll help us connect to those who have fought for us, understanding how horrific it would be then to barricade a memorial that helps them to see what I fought for. I mean, because that's the one thing that you grasp for. Yep. Is why am I doing or why did I do what I did? Because it seems like all they want is more salad dressing right now.
Yes.
But also we're going to be talking about, you know, paying attention with all God's giving, all the senses God's giving you pays off. It pays off, and not just, you know, one or the other, but realize how we can hear from God. Hopefully we'll also get a chance during today's programs to talk about the Affordable Healthcare Act as a Q&A taking place. Answering the questions such as, you know, I'm self-employed. What does that mean to me? Or I'm with an employer. What does that mean to them? We're going to find out, by the way, if you come off your employer's health care to get the Affordable Health Care Act, you will not be let in because they will not allow you to come in. You have been blocked from getting it.
Wow.
So you need to be able to know. You need to be able to know these things. And so they're going to talk about it. It's a great little segment on NPR. I want you to make that available for you as well. And so much more. Hopefully, get a chance to talk about a biblical worldview, a horizontal view versus a vertical view. Very few folks have a biblical worldview, and that's really not optional if you want to survive this thing.
That's all right.
And what does that really mean to have a horizontal view versus a vertical view, or vice versa? And we're going to talk about that because a biblical worldview is a creator view,
mm-hmm.
and his perspective, the designer of all things. But I want to get back and talking, you know, we're just in the middle of a conversation about, you know, what is it like to be on the front lines? We're sitting here talking with Steve Kalaszewski, who's done two tours of duty in Iraq, and imagine he's kind of putting us there. And what is it like? And we want us to begin to empathize with that soldier who's out there now,
mm-hmm.
because that's the one thing the enemy tries to take from us is the ability to connect. And they need us to connect, and we need to realize what's going on and how we got here, because freedom's not free.
That's right.
Freedom is not free, and democracy, the right to be able to vote, requires people who are willing to get into what seems like a communistic organization to protect a democratic nation. Mm-hmm. He's always talking about that. It's like, well, I'm being told what to do every 5 seconds when I was in the military. It's like, but it takes somebody who's willing to be a soldier,
right?
To be a soldier, to fight for the cause, for the folks who won't have to be a soldier so they can be free. And so Steve's talking to us about the horse, the saddle, and the man, I guess. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what does that mean in the context of being prepared and what they taught you?
You know, and before I continue, I just want to give a background and just very quickly to know the fact, like you're saying, to empathize with those that are overseas right now. They didn't just get a rifle in their hand and step off of a plane and now they're, you know, in boots, standing in the sand. They went through significant training. They went through, like, for me personally, I went through schoolhouse, after training, after training, after training, mm-hmm. after rifle range, more than 2 years before I even deployed, before I was able to be quote-unquote operational. And it's not something that you just get there. It's a huge entrustment knowing the fact that there are men to your left and to your right, and in some platoons, there's women to your left and the right.
Right.
And they want to know the fact that you can be entrusted to be mm-hmm. over there. So
2 years of training. 2 years of sacrifice of your time. Did you get a bonus?
No.
I mean, just willing to say, I'm willing to stand up and defend the Constitution from enemies, foreign enemies, right?
Absolutely.
Wow.
So when we were overseas, when we were deployed, we did not have a 9-to-5 job. It wasn't, hey, I checked in. Okay, hey, you know, I can now check out. I can take off my suit. I can take off my uniform. This was a 24/7 mindset, mentality that you walked in, that you understood.
And that they're understanding right now.
Exactly. When most days are ending, when the sun is setting, that's when my day was beginning. That's right. When we would go out. We would walk under the cover of darkness in the aspect of, if you can't see me, that's mm-hmm. good.
Right.
Or a lot of times we didn't have any other choice, so we had to go out when obviously no one else was going to be walking.
And that's patrol. You're correct. Basically going out to...
Correct. Mm-hmm. So we're going out, we're talking to people, we're trying to find out, hey, what's going on? And the hardest thing for me was the fact of seeing that there are actually societies that have houses built out of mud.
Right.
Literally. Mm-hmm. Children that don't have food, they don't have clothes, they're walking around barefoot. And to give a child a pencil,
mm-hmm.
a piece of paper, a bottled water from America,
mm-hmm.
kids will look at that and they won't even drink it. Or they'll pour it out just to have the bottle.
Mm. Wow.
And it blows your mind because... it puts so much into perspective,
mm-hmm.
about our culture, seeing how other people look at what we have and the blessings, and it's just like, oh my goodness.
Makes me think of the when you were on a patrol, and here you were kind of huddled down and kind of covering yourself the way you do, and you happen to look over, and some little small boy, while he comes out with a bowl of cereal. Tell us what that was. What was that scene like? I mean, you know, first put us in the place. What were you doing? And then you observed that.
Where we were at, there was a unit that was finishing up their time in where they were operating, and then they had to have another unit to help them. So they called us to help them in support of the transition of one unit, basically transitioning out, basically like switching places. Mm-hmm. Well, no one had been there as far as American friendly forces, so the enemy had a lot of time to really fortify the area. I mean, there were bombs in trees. There were roadside bombs.
Danger was everywhere.
It was everywhere, and I had never seen it before. And before we even stepped off, my platoon sergeant said, if you don't think that you're not fighting this village and not just one person, you've already missed it. You just don't know. And
so he was preparing, put you in. And that's what we're trying to do now is, like, you know, we want to empathize.
Yes.
This is what our fellow soldiers, brothers and sisters are doing right now for us.
Yes.
And what have done for us. And that's what today's about, the Veterans Day.
Yes.
Focusing on what people have done, because freedom's not free.
Right.
Okay.
And in one of the operations that we had, there were Iraqis all around us. And on the hour, every hour, they would shoot indirect fire, which is basically mortars. And what it is, it's like a really big bullet, and that they would just lob and to hit us.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we were on a rooftop.
So it had a trajectory to kind of go up in the air and kind of come down, like throwing a football almost.
Correct.
Okay.
So they would shoot that from a really far distance, and that way we couldn't exactly pinpoint where they were. And
in the midst of this, you had a whole bunch of innocent folks.
Oh, yeah.
And then you had a whole bunch of guilty folks.
And you didn't know who was who.
Didn't know who was who.
Right.
So you couldn't just, like, mow everything down.
Right. So at one point, I remember being with some others on a rooftop on security, and there's mortars hitting the next roof.
Right.
At one point, there was a mortar that hit our roof, but the actual detonation was bad, and it was sticking in the roof, but it didn't go off.
Now, of course, Americans aren't. They're thinking that you were standing on some shingles.
No.
On a shingled roof.
No, this is
kind of paint the picture what was light, what was the roof light, what was...
These roofs were all cement.
Mm-hmm.
They had about a four-foot wall all the way across it,
mm-hmm.
and imagine 30 feet by 40 feet, enough where you have plenty of room so that you can have that. And obviously there were only certain houses that we operated on, so where you could have that wall, which served as a protection, as a barricade.
So it wasn't like Home and Garden.
No, not exactly. But I wanted to paint that because it was just like it, just constant.
And bombardment from everywhere.
Right. And it was just like...
So it's every moment's a miracle that you're alive.
Right. And you are so aware of little sounds, because there's a little like a little, it's hard to really describe, but it was like almost a pop, because when a mortar round is shot at you, there's that real distant faint thud.
Right.
And you're listening for it, because as soon as you hear it, everybody on rooftop is now getting on the radio saying incoming, incoming.
Right.
So that everybody can get into cover, because you really,
that's the only warning you had was a little sound, because it was going to come eventually down
exactly.
the road.
Mm-hmm. So this is the type of things that were going on constantly.
Well, it makes me think of thunder and lightning, because they say, you know, when you see the lightning, you can actually count the seconds.
Yep.
Before you hear the thunder, and that's how many miles away it is. Mm-hmm. So you're actually hearing the ramifications of that lightning strike so many seconds down the road. So it's almost like you're actually hearing it shot off, but then the consequences show up.
Right.
When people die, it's terrible things that go down. Okay, wow. Wow, what anxiety the soldier must be feeling.
Yeah.
Even today, I mean, just think, and then they're pretty much, people are not dressed like tight clothes and tight pants. Everybody's in loose fitting. I mean, anything can be up under those.
And mind you, it's about 130 degrees right now.
Right.
Wow.
Not taking into consideration.
And you're in your bathing suit, I guess.
No. Yeah. No. You're wearing full. Imagine like a flight suit. If you were to see a pilot, not everybody's seen a pilot, but basically there's it's a suit.
A jumpsuit,
basically. And you're wearing your flak jacket.
It's not a masculine terminology,
You've got
you're not
13,
in your summer attire.
Exactly.
Right.
You're just not comfortable.
Right.
You're not exactly dressed for show, but you're dressed for protection.
And you're carrying all your weapons on you.
Correct.
Right.
And amidst the water.
Isn't your gun like tied to your chest, some sort of device that kind of holds it right there, or you're carrying it, or?
Correct.
Okay.
Everybody has their own little designs that works best for them.
Okay.
But amidst this, now That was just
for everybody's listening in, just to let you know, we're talking from a viewpoint because Steve did two tours of duty in Iraq, and today's Veterans Day, and we want to be able to empathize and connect with the soldiers that are there now, the ones that just left there, and the ones that have been barricaded from going to see their memorials that we're celebrating today. But go ahead.
And during that 2 years of training that I told you about earlier, it was just repetition over and over, thousands of rounds, thousands of processes. If you walk into a house, what do you do? How do you shoot? How do you respond so that the emotions are separated from the process?
Mm-hmm.
Your thought processes are not thought processes. They're simply reactions.
You do whatever you're trained to do at that point.
Exactly. Because
if you didn't get trained, it's...
Yeah, because at that moment when seconds now equate to lives,
right,
is that, you know...
What others' lives and yours.
Correct. So what I was
saying
with you earlier...
And innocent Iraqis as
exactly.
Well.
You know, what I was saying before is that was just rooftop. That was just watching out for those who were on patrol. Then there was that time when, okay, hey, your team now needs to go out, talk to people. Okay, hey, this happened last night. Go to this house, find out what's going on.
How hard is it? No, I hate to interrupt you, but how hard is it because you're there because to help the Iraqi people,
mm-hmm,
but all of a sudden you can't tell the Iraqis you're there to help and the ones that are there to hurt you.
Mm-hmm.
And the ones that are there to hurt you, you actually have to potentially hurt them, but
right,
you're not supposed to hurt the ones. And this all of a sudden it gets real blurry.
Right.
And it's easy to get hard-hearted and say, well, everybody's bad.
Yeah.
And you think, well, what is my purpose being? What a tension for a soldier, you know, and then not to have our support, not to hear the news and we're saying anything negative about them fighting for our country.
You just really feel alone.
Yes,
you just
exactly.
Really feel that you're just,
yeah,
the whole, everything I did was for naught.
Yeah.
And, you know, you asked that question about that little boy in that picture, and on that specific mission, that whole village was just, that was just a bad day. And I'm talking, I mean, rounds everywhere. You're just continually hearing the rounds going off. You're hearing explosion in the distance. You're hearing from about another unit that got hit or they got in contact.
So like you're imagining your last day on Earth.
You just don't know.
Right.
And at one point, we're trying to transition from one house to another. And you got to be mindful that in this area, snipers are real.
A sniper is
somebody that has a rifle that has a very pinpointed ability to shoot at a point target from a very long distance away.
With a pair of binoculars and they're kind of zooming in.
Yeah. And this is not Medal of Honor. You know, if you're playing a video game, you don't get to respawn. You know, this is not like I get seven lives or, you know, I have more life. It's just like you have to be mindful of where you're standing.
We want to hear about this. We'll go to this break and come right back. You have to understand this little boy, this puts things in such perspective. He got a picture of this little boy, and he's going to talk to him about this in just a moment after this break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
We have to understand this is serious times.
Yeah.
And we're seeing now the weakening of a nation. And this is how it works. I mean, the big question, this is today's special offer. It's available to you right today, this week. You need to get it. All you do is just make an offer of any level offering, any gift. Just go to VFNTV.com, click on the special offer. But you have to ask this question, is America under God's judgment? It's a two-part series. It's yours for any offering whatsoever. We want you to get it.
Mm.
Immediately, you'll be sent a link to be able to download it, to be able to begin to listen to it. Why not take long enough to just ask yourself the question and begin to hear the biblical explanation? Look at the law. Look at the evidence. Look at the Word of God. Look at the evidence. And each phase of judgment, you can find out if this is true, because God will turn over a nation.
That's right. We have another way how you can stay connected with VFN Radio. It's called the Torch Newsletter. Every week, the Torch newsletter goes out, and in the newsletter, you're going to get the best of the best of VFN Radio for that week. You're also going to get all the VFN Radio highlights emailed directly into your inbox. So whether you want to listen on your phone, whether you get your emails on your tablet, or whether you get it on your home PC, you will have access to that week's VFN Radio highlights. Go to VFNTV.com. And select newsletter sign up, or text VFNTV at 22828. Again, text VFNTV at 22828 and type in your email address. Sign up for the Torch newsletter now. You know, Pat, the great thing about VFN Radio is that you can take it on the go with you. You can do that now with the VFN Radio app. No matter where you're at, you can continue to enjoy VFN Radio on the go. You can search for prophetic words, wisdom moments, and it's right there available. All you have to do is go to your search in your Google Play or your iPhone App Store. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it's totally amazing.
Total download, free, doesn't cost you anything. Get the app today. Go to Android or iPhone, Google Play or iPhone app and search VFN TV and download. Free, doesn't cost you a thing, and take VFN Radio on the go.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
I'm Greg Lancaster. So excited to be able to have Pat and Steve, a veteran from the U.S. Marine Corps who served two tours of duty in Iraq, as we're celebrating and focusing on our veterans. And he is giving us insight. But I do want to say, you can go to va.gov today, va.gov, and find out if there's a parade or some sort of celebration taking place. They have a map there at va.gov, and you can find them. One is going to be in Branson, Missouri today. Over 40,000 vets are coming together. Oliver North is there and going to be kind of having a big parade. He says it's just vets everywhere. He says it reminds you of a Norman Rockwell painting.
Oh, wow.
There's so many people from different the wars that's there. It's pretty exciting. But they're all over the country. It's going to be in Branson, Missouri today. If you're right there, some of our listeners and viewers that are there in that area, you might want to show up. Also, you can go to va.gov and find one in your area. Steve's talking to us, and continue to talk to us, Steve, if you would, about here you are in this village, and it is a bad day. Mm-hmm. And that totally means something different than a typical American bad day.
Yeah.
This is a bad day. You're on the front lines. Mortar fire is coming from everywhere. You're hearing snipers are out mm-hmm. there. You're there to replace a watch that was there. I mean, just, yeah. I mean, you don't even know. I mean, you don't know
right.
Are we gonna even make it through this moment, you know? And this is what's happening right now with our soldiers that are out there.
Yeah.
And tell us, I mean, here you are under this great tension. Who's for us? Who is against us? Why are we even here? Please don't show me the news again, because it's really throwing me off, because they're saying terrible things about us out here on CNN and,
right.
and mm-hmm. MSNBC. They're saying these things about us. It's like, what are we doing? Is anybody right. for us?
Right.
And so what's going on?
So as I was saying before, it's just like we're in the process of moving. You know, the team I operated with, we had six guys on our team. And it wasn't just like, you
just
know,
six.
We're on a college
six
campus.
Six guys.
We're going from.
Six guys.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing? Six guys. But Marines.
Yeah.
That's like 400
Not
sailors.
Just six, any guys.
That's like 400 sailors.
Right.
Just joking. I was in the Navy. I'm just joking.
And now we're trying to transition from house to house. We're trying to go through the village. And it's not just like, hey, I'm walking on campus. You know, I can just kind of cut through the library and enjoy.
You're not kissing and hugging babies and all that
type
of stuff.
You're so mindful. You're talking, hey, I need to cross from this side to this side.
You held your hand to your head when I said we're talking. Does that mean like you're, what does
that mean? Not everybody in the team had radios.
Right.
But those that did were able to share. It's just like if you had a radio in your ear or on your shoulder somewhere, and be like, you're talking to somebody in your team. Hey, I'm at this corner. I'm at the northeast corner. Be advised. I want to move this direction. Will you watch basically the road I'm trying to cross mm-hmm. so that I have cover?
Cover. Okay.
Basically.
Wow,
so
yeah,
basically,
beautiful.
If someone were to shoot me, you can shoot back so that I can cross. And it's called like grazing fire, or it's called basically covering fire.
Mm-hmm.
So you're stopping someone from shooting at me. So
in the kingdom of God
you.
Is called intercession.
Yes.
Pray for me. I'm going
right,
out.
Right.
And cover
yeah.
me in prayer.
That's
wow.
good.
And at this point, like I said, it's so mindful where you stand, because I want to stand where somebody can't see me from a distance. And as I'm sitting there, like I said, you're just so detached. There's not any emotions when you see people. If somebody's got a weapon in their hand, you've trained to for that mindset of, you know, they're just a silhouette. And what a silhouette is, like if I'm on a rifle range, it's that cutout of a person where, okay, that's enemy, that's friendly. That's enemy, that's friendly. That's what I'm thinking.
You're trained to kill.
Exactly.
When I was in law enforcement, we trained in the K5 zone, which
yes.
is the kill zone.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there, and I'm...
You don't shoot to wound like you would in the movies. This is the real deal.
This is real.
I won't even go there.
So you're walking through, you're contacting them on the radio.
Correct. And I go to take a knee, and I'm looking out to see where I need to go, and I'm at the corner of a building, and I look left, and there's a door to my left. And now the door begins to open. So...
The tension. You don't know who's on the side of the door.
Yeah. And I go to raise my door, and I see these little feet come out.
You go to raise your gun?
I go to raise my rifle and look at to my left.
Towards the door.
Towards the door. And I'm probably 6 to 8 feet away.
You don't know what kind of silhouette is it going to be? Nothing, is it going to be somebody with a gun to shoot me? No. Is it going to be a friendly person?
Yeah.
But that door, that simple little thin door, was the thing that separated you from what's going to happen. Imagine the anxiety.
Right.
Oh, wow.
And this little boy comes out.
No.
Not a day over two years old.
In the midst of all this tragedy, this bombing and these shootings and all this stuff going on. Oh, my goodness.
And he's got a bowl, to this day, I don't remember, but he's got a bowl of something, and he sits down on the stoop, puts his feet out.
In the midst of all this?
In the midst of all this. And that's what really broke my heart, is that there are children that grow up in this.
Yes.
They, just very briefly, I remember walking through a house. We were searching a house, and I opened up a desk cabinet, and a child was doodling AK-47s and roadside bombs, and it was just
doodling,
like,
means making sketches.
Yeah,
of,
like with cartoons and with crayons, and it just really broke my heart. So, and I'm looking, and this little boy sits.
You're back in this place again.
I'm back in this place, and this little boy sits down, and he's eating a bowl of something.
So the door opened up, and it was a 3-year-old boy.
Yeah.
Wow.
And he just watches me.
He sits on the stoop in the midst of all this tragedy while you're covering yourself. Your anxiety is high. You don't know if you're going to live or die or not. It never crossed his mind.
Yeah.
Wow.
And
talking about two paradigms here, huh?
And I just sat there, and it was just like
he took his shoes off too, kind of sat up.
He was they don't have shoes. It was just how they are.
Right.
And it was like that moment of peace amidst utter chaos. And I just held on to that. Like I didn't. I just held on to that image through that whole day.
You even took a picture of it.
I took a picture of it.
By the way, you're going to be able to see this picture on the torch at VFNTV.com.
And it just rattled me so much, because there were so many different paradigms of the fact that this boy, this is where he lives, this is what he grows up in. And it was like that one moment of just like it stopped. Everything stopped in that one moment of just looking at this little boy of just like, it was like a piece that it was just powerful. And, but it was so hard because I had no emotion, and it was almost like I began to look at myself as just like, I'm a machine. I just squeeze triggers. And it was so scary because I couldn't feel anything, but yet I was seeing what usually is a tender moment. And it just brought so much hardship to me, and kind of in those same moments when there he is.
I don't interrupt you. Keep on. You're saying
it's in those same moments. It was just like I kind of connected with that again. It was just like when we went through when we had contact, and there were those that got hit, and there were those that were killed during operations. And I would look back, and I would try to force myself to cry. And it scared me, realizing that I had no emotions, because it was like you had to be so detached, because you couldn't be attached.
One of the protection mechanisms is disassociate your emotion. If you become, emotionally invested in this, it's going to cost you them, and cost you and cost you your brother or sister in arms, right?
Right, right. And it was just that they don't teach you that. That's not something that's written down in a book somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And it was something that, when you come home, you're learning of just like, okay, how do I turn this off?
Right.
How do I untrain this? They don't do that.
This is when our veterans are coming back, and people think, well, everything's fine now.
Yeah.
Everything's fine now. Let's just go back to our not having to fight for our freedom mentality. Right. And it's like, I just did. How do I integrate that? All this had to happen because of that. Wow.
And for me, getting out of the Marine Corps was the hardest part, because it's that transition of just like, I went through 2 years of rigorous, unrelentless training, and then it's a handshake and thank you for your service. Good day, sir.
Right.
And you come home and you listen to the conversations, and all the while you have those same encounters of children holding on to the piece of paper you gave them while you're coming home and listening to people saying, I need to get the new iPad 3.
Right.
And you're like, what?
Right.
So
today, I mean, you think about it, we're celebrating Veterans Day. And think about it this way. We're celebrating those who have. Mm-hmm. We're acknowledging those who are. And we're actually looking at ourselves to find out how have we been responding to the veterans. That's why it was so tragic to see barricades to be put in the front of these memorials, because just like Steve's talking about, we blocked these men and women from going to look at a simple little thing we put together to say that we will never forget that our freedom that we have had to be fought for.
Yeah.
And if you go to different memorials, there's different, like when you go to the Vietnam Memorial, you know, you see names of men and women whose lives were taken, hundreds of thousands.
Yeah.
You go to World War II, you see golden stars that represent all the lives that were taken. It's like, these are people that gave their lives for us.
Yeah.
And you got to join us in the next hour, because this is just an awesome talk. We'll be right back on the other side.
Don't forget to visit our sponsors and our underwriters. Go to VFNTV.com. We have all the information and ways for you to connect with them. Listen, if you're in Pensacola looking for a great place to eat, visit Just Fish and Grits. Wonderful fish to go. Visit our sponsors at VFNTV.com. Give them a shout.
Well, we're coming to the end of the first hour. We had such a wonderful time. Don't forget to catch us in the extra hour beginning in just a moment. For those that are leaving us, you can catch us at VFNTV.com or catch the second half, the extra hour, on your mobile device, your iPhone, your Android, and all those wonderful places at VFNTV.com. You're listening to VFN Radio. For those who are sticking with us, we'll see you on the other side.
I want to encourage you, as you're listening to VFN Radio every day, we're 24-7, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We're live 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central, but we're 24-7, anytime, any time zone, all the way from Okinawa, Japan to San Diego, California. You know what I'm saying? You can come on to VFNTV.com or download our app and listen live. But we also have highlights. We actually have an entire two-hour broadcast broken up into certain segments that you can, something, you know, it just may be on your heart or on your, you wanted to hear that one thing. It's all you have time for. It's all you wanted to hear. And that's why we do that. And you can go right to that on the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com and click on the Torch,
Or you can go to your app and just kind of thumb through the names of the highlights and listen to that one segment. But that's all for you. We want to deliver everything that we're called to deliver to you in any way that we can that helps you meet your need at that time. Sometimes you can't, you just don't have time to get it this way. You have to get it that way. And sometimes you don't have time to get it that way. You get it this way. So don't forget, you can go to VFNTV.com. You can go to VFNTV.com and it's there for you.